here like right on time today. Holy cow. Okay, hi, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry to cut off Lord. I think that's Lord, right? Yeah, Mood Ring by Lord. Great song. Check it out. Check out Lord. I mean, you know Lord. Let's be real. You hopefully you know Lord. Okay, I'm still getting a little bit set up here. Also, oh my goodness, I have something in my throat or something. But we've got some really cool stuff this week. I'm really excited. I've got a really goofy song, too, that I found that I really enjoy. Some Odessa remixes, which are super fun. A cool, like, album by another kind of up-and-coming artist who also has developed some, like, software to kind of really refine his individual sound. And also the album opens up with, like, a monologue on kind of his opinion on art and music and like the whole AI art thing. I think it was really cool. Listening to it gave me like goosebumps like two or three times over. So we'll probably play that on the air. Mostly because it just like really resonated with like, I think how I've been thinking about it over the past, I don't know, like 10 weeks. I've been thinking a lot about this and kind of resulted on this like similar ideas that he kind of said in this monologue. So when I heard it, I was like, holy cow, he's like, he's speaking to my soul right now. We got some new Murakismet. The Humor Me EP was like super good. I'm gonna play one of those tracks for sure. Varian dropped a jungle track as well as like this kind of like 90s like trance kind of psytrance like dance track. Both super good, so check those out. Just saying a bunch of stuff that came out this week because like there was a lot, and a lot of it is very very good. New Igloo Ghost. I'm definitely gonna play one of those if I can. He's definitely a lot more of like digital soundscapes and like really like chaotic ambience, I guess. But if you're into that kind of stuff, definitely check out Tidal Memory EXO. It also has like the coolest album cover I've ever seen. He's got like a retro. I actually think it's the one we have in the studio. That's crazy. Like a vinyl player, as well as like this really analog like wired up synth behind it and like a 90s slash man yeah like 90s computer screen and like those really chunky keyboards, and he's just has all this stuff in like the ocean, like right on the beach, kind of where the water meets the sand. And on the record player he has like a rusty saw blade going around. I don't know, it's really like, it's such a weird combination of like nature and tech and like weird things. I don't know, he's very cool at like generating both, not generating, creating, he's a human being, but creating both like audio art as well as visual art. A lot of his visual art is like really really stunning and fun to look at, so yeah, as good visual art should be, good, like fun to look at, right? Maybe, I don't know, I'm not really visually artist inclined, I just kind of like looking at things. Anyway, okay, while I'm getting further set up here, I'm going to play Our Stars by Thirst. This is a Monster Cat release. Monster Cat has been catching some slack lately for, like, having some boring releases. I can kind of get on that train a little bit, but, like, I'm also kind of here for it as long as it's, like, people making the music. Like, who cares? If it's good, it's good, you know? And, like, we've been enough into electronic music that we're going to get stuff that does sound a little bit repetitive, similar to, like, pop, similar to everything else. But I really like this track. I like how in the second drop it kind of switches up into like a four to the floor beat. We all know that I really, really like that. And also really like that there's like one consistent melody throughout the entire track. Like as it goes into the drop, it's the same kind of melody from the intro and the build and everything, but it's just like different synths or sounds. So keep your ear out for that, I guess. Here is Our Stars by Thirst.
place that I've never been. Yeah, not a cloud, just a dream, but that's how it fell. Yeah, I miss the days when the time moves slow. In your embrace, I yearn to fall. I fall from grace when I fall apart. It's not too late to chase.
I like that track a lot. That's why I played it on the air. It's short, it's consistent, and it has like enough kind of switch ups going on in it to like stay, you know, exciting throughout the track. Very good. Thank you, Thirst. Also, I'm a huge fan for like pre-vocals that reference, or like pre-drop vocals that reference the artist like in it. Like that guy had like Thirst drop that or whatever. I think some of my favorites right now are definitely with like Charlie XCX. They're not even like pre-drop vocals, but she's just like so like confidently into herself. It's like kind of like, I usually don't like people who are like super into themselves, but like she has a song that's like, when I get to the club, I want to like dance to AG Cook, I want to dance to Sophie, and I want to dance to me. And I'm like, that goes kind of hard, honestly. That's pretty dope. But yeah, I like the pre-drop in that track as well. Moving on, I think we'll try and stay with this like more, you know, a little chaotic but mostly melodic grooves here. And I want to go to the more Kismet song. This is called Never Be Lonely. I really like this track. It's got a really nice like plunky lead, and we talked about earlier on the shows that I really like those kind of plunky sounds, and so really dig this one. Also think it's like, it's kind of cute. It's like, I don't know, like Real Love Baby is kind of like not anything that you want. It's just like, you don't want the other person to be lonely, you know, like the mother that leaves the bedroom available for the kid to come back kind of thing, or like the lawn piner, like whatever, you know. It's like not, it's a selfless kind of thing, you know. It's cute, but this track is really cool, and definitely check out the rest of Humor Me. I think Surface is really, really good. Energy is a collab with Wink, and it has this really cool, like, everything in the drop just slowly pitches down, like, kind of one at a time. We might get to that track as well, because it's really cool. Like, it starts with, like, the percussion, and then kind of, like, the leads follow. I don't know, it's really weird. It's cool. Not, like good weird. And then Harness was a collab with Wave Dash, who did Tempo. It's not on the Tempo album, but it was, like, something developed or made at the same time. And it samples Paradise by Coldplay, which is pretty cool. But in any case, here is Never Be Lonely by Moira Kismet. Let's get into it.
Bye.
It's the iconic phrase. I'm gonna say it. Get ready. Killer track. No, okay, yeah, it is a killer track though. I love it. I love that beat so much. It's such a nice like groove, and it takes a second to kind of get used to it, but then it's like it's consistent enough that you can really, really vibe to it. At least I like it. I can vibe to it. You should get on my level. No, okay. Hopefully you could vibe to it too. I am actually gonna play Energy as well, the collab with Wink that kind of like slowly pitches down on like everything. It sounds so cool and interesting to me. And we're kind of in this vibe already, so let's just keep it going with more Kismet, which by the way means more than fate. I don't know if I've said that on the show before, but I think that's a really cool name. I'm a big fan of that kind of like red, what is it called, like the red thread of fate or whatever, where like there's some things where it's like you can really shape things and I don't know, some things were like kind of destined, not like soulmates and stuff, that's toxic, but like some people, like I don't know, I was having a conversation with someone on Brains app Friday, and like they're from Mass and they met someone who lives in India, but they met when they were in Africa, and like while they were in Africa, very like, you know, just like friends, but like they, when they met, it was like they've known each other for like 20 years kind of thing, you know, when you meet those kind of people, and it's like how did all of that line up for them to like meet there and have like such a strong connection initially? That's crazy, right? Like coincidence? Yeah, probably. But like it's kind of fun to think about it as like fate or fate shaping, you know. Anyway, I don't know, weird tangent, sorry, my brain's moving like a mile billion years a minute something. Wow, put that one in the quote book. Okay, here is Energy by Moore Kismet and Wink. Also kind of a lower energy track for Wink, if I can, like if I remember correctly, like Wink usually goes like crazy, and this track is a lot more, you'll notice it de-escalates. I don't know. Decline goes down, descends. There we go. There it is. Okay, here's Energy. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
I dig it. I think it's super cool. I love all the, like, yeah, descending. There we go. I got there. So I'm not going to apologize, but, like, I've just not been getting that much sleep lately at all. For some reason, I keep waking up at, like, 4:30, and then I'm just, like, up, and I can't fall back asleep. And, like, I have, like, melatonin and, like, this sleeping pill thing that my dad got me, and, like, I don't know, none of it really works. So recently I've just been kind of working on music stuff in the morning before work, which has been nice, but definitely, like, I'm tired. I'm tired right now when it's, like, 10, and it's been a long day, and also had a dentist appointment today. Ew. No, okay, dentists are great. Dentists are fine. I just, like, I don't like all having all the, like, stuff on my teeth afterwards for, like, an hour. It's so, eh, I don't know. I don't like the texture of it. Anyway, that was Energy by Moira Kismet and Wink. Check out the rest of the Humor Me EP if you like that, as well as just a lot of, like, Moira Kismet stuff is super unique, and I don't know, he's always really pushing some limits here, so check out more of his stuff if you enjoyed that. While we are on the let's see, yeah, we can do this, I guess. Like, while we're on this kind of, like, plunky melodic stuff, I want to play a remix of an Arm & Hammer track by Hero Bust. Every time he remixes a track, he calls it Busted instead of Remix, so it's Busted by Hero Bust. But this is Someone to Forget by Arm & Hammer, and it also has that kind of, like, plunky sound in it that I really like, and a little bit of, like, exponential rhythms, which is, like, that kind of thing, you know? It's really fun stuff, and I dig it in this one a lot, and the energy in this one kind of goes crazy, so let's get into that one right away. This is a recent-ish release as well, I think. These remixes only came out, let's see, April 22nd. So yeah, that's pretty recently. Oh, and there's, like, a ton of remixes on this album. Oh, shoot. Okay, I've got some listening tomorrow. That's sick. We've got a Heckler remix, a Wales remix, a Spaghetti remix. And this is a really good album, too. I like a lot of the tracks on this album. So, ooh, a You and Me by Melv remix. That's gonna go crazy. Holy. Okay, sorry. I mean, not sorry. But, like, I should be playing music and, like, geeking out to myself. Anyway, here is Someone to Forget. See how I'm catching myself saying not sorry? Let's go, gang. That's called improvement. Okay. So, I'm not. Okay, here's Someone to Forget. Woo!
Time bomb, tick-tock, I'm a ticking time bomb. Guess I need it, I should let it cry on. I saw you trying to put up a firearm. I know that we're dying, and the day's getting colder. And I'm already done, but I fight till it's over. You were there from the start, and I know you love her. It's a perfect circle, I'm black and purple. Wondering if you could say no to me. It's heavy.
Killer song. I did it again. I said killer song. But yeah, I dig it. I really love that second drop a lot. It has like such a nice, like ripping bass in that call or in the response kind of to that initial call. I don't know. Whatever, man. I'm just a guy. I'm just talking. But yeah, I dig that one a lot. I might have to throw that on my gross playlist because like it totally made me bass face like in the studio here, but maybe that was just a consequence of the volume just like completely shaking me. But yeah, that's the Arm & Hammer, and the vocalist is Lights, and it was remixed by Hero Bus. That's Someone to Forget. I think I want to get to Paper Skies. This is the guy who's doing the, actually I'll do one more kind of heavier track in between, and then we'll get to that album. This one is called Moon Vision. It's by Eptic, who always goes like pretty crazy. Uber and Neonix. I have not really heard that much by Uber or Neonix, but I did check out a little bit of Neonix afterwards, and pretty good stuff. Check them out for sure. But I like this one a lot. It's really fun, and I think it, I'm pretty sure that it samples the like Taco Bell sound, which is pretty funny. At least when I first heard it, I was like, it's darn close enough that like I'm just gonna convince myself that that's what it is. So listen for that in the drop. Yeah, and this is Moon Vision by Eptic, Uber, and Neonix. Let's get it.
Break it down.
Songs are in general, like, he usually focuses so much on like the very very low end and like some pretty nice like pitchy high end synths and like nothing in the middle, and it's like it leaves it so open, kind of fun. Also really dig the Taco Bell bell sound, goes crazy. I think we're still doing this PSA, so let me get this one out. WMFO Live Day, the radio event of the year, is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024, Live Day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9... oh gosh, I had like an aneurysm. 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. Live Day 24. You'll hear Ronnie DeShenes, Gene Dante, and Sal Baglio. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. Man, I've read that like 3 or 4 times now. Next time I'll have it memorized just for you, gang, and then that way I won't slip up in reading it like that. How embarrassing. I've only been reading for like 21 years. Okay. Anyway, now that I'm done like chastising myself for one tiny little slip up, I want to hopefully get all three of these papers. Oh yeah, we've got all the time in the world. So I'll play this first one. This is the intro to his album, Wireframe. He spent 3 years on it, you'll hear that. But I think it's really cool, really sick intro, and really fun kind of display of the sounds to come throughout the album, I would say. Like, it really shows, like, underneath the monologue is, like, a little bit of a song kind of playing. And it's using all of the tech that he's developed to try and, like, really make his sound unique. And so that's really cool. It's a killer like monologue. I like it a lot. Reached out to him afterwards and was like, this was really sick. I think it captures a lot of like my thoughts too. And it's interesting to hear from your perspective and like see it be a point of his art, is to like really reassure this idea that like, yeah, AI can make music, but it can't really like make art, kind of thing. Super cool. And then after that, so the whole album kind of plays together, like it's all like mixed so that if you started at the first track, it would play continuously till the end and like have no stops, kind of. We won't be playing the whole album. I'll probably cut it right after the intro monologue and then talk for just a second and bring it to the third to last and then second to last songs back to back. So I'll just let those play one into the next one. But that is Liquidist and Listen and Learn. I'll have some stuff to say about them before I play them. But for now, here is Wireframe, the intro of the album Wireframe by Paper Skies, creator of the Chroma plugin, as well as Xynth Audio, X-Y-N-T-H, I think. And they're really cool. Like, their whole, like, what is it called? Mission statement is to make music tech that is, like, both powerful and cheap. Because music tech has kind of just, like, inflated in price over time because it got too expensive for, like, people to buy, and then people just, like, get cracked versions of it, you know, like, they pirate it, and then that means that the companies aren't making any money, so then they raise the price. So, like, really the only people that are paying the full price are, like, both, like, upper class and also, like, fully upright moral standing citizens kind of thing. And the Paper Skies is kind of like, that doesn't really make any sense. Like, why don't we just make some, like, cheaper software made by producers, you know, like, of features that they've always wanted, and then just, like, sell it for, like, a lot cheaper, because what we care about is, like, getting people more access to art and being able to express themselves with music and stuff. And I think that's really cool. So shout out to Paper Skies for kind of headstronging Xynth Audio and for creating Chroma, which has made a lot of really sick music, much of which you'll hear in the songs to come up ahead. So here is Wireframe, a nice analysis of the thoughts of what it means to be an artist, and if you need to be worried about the AI overthrowing you or something. I don't know, man.
What does it mean to be an artist? I've been asking myself this question for the last 3 years, and it doesn't get any easier to answer. What I do know is an artist is not a performer, a producer, or a celebrity, because all three of those things can be replicated. They're replaceable. I think an artist is what inspires. Someone who pushes the narrative forward in their own direction using the foundation laid by others, other artists. I remember when I started making music, I was really inspired by an artist. 12 hours a day just plugging away at my laptop and biking to the internet cafe for Wi-Fi. Like, I really liked making music, and I found out it's how I wanted to express myself. That story to me is what it means to be an artist, because I'm the only one that can tell it. I've heard that in a few years, all the music I make is just going to be replaced by AI, but that can't actually happen to an artist, because no matter how cool or accurate that song is that makes, it's not my song, or my story, or the conversation that I'm having with you when you listen to my music. It's just my data reinterpreted. I'll never be able to tell another artist's story, but I can be inspired, then learn to tell mine. So tell your story and make something meaningful, because it takes a long time to make something that can't truly be replaced. So after 3 years, here is my data. Here is my unreplaceable. Here is my wireframe.
So I'm fading it out there, but it fades right into the next track. Isn't that cool? I love that monologue so much. I think it captures a lot of my ideas of art in, like, this. I think I kind of talked about it. I don't know if I talked about it on air last week, or I also had a conversation about this with a friend on, well, both Friday and Monday, I guess. I talk about this a lot, I guess. But, like, one of my favorite artists, Memba, is, like, kind of concerned about this new AI tech and, like, the market, and I was just kind of thinking, like, I don't know, man, it's, like, we are listening to you, you know, not your music. We want to see the Memba project grow and hear how that evolves, and, like, yeah, that's not every fan, but that's a lot of them. Like, a lot of people listen to the artists that they like because they want to see how the artist evolves and see how the artist grows, and it's about, you know, the connection you feel with the person, or the artist, or the ideas, and not really, like, just the sounds or the output that they create kind of thing. I think that's really, really cool. I also really just dig his whole anecdote of, like, you know, doing whatever he can to try and make music, you know, biking to the internet cafe to get some samples. I'm sure he's ripping some software as well, you know, and just like really trying to get his foot in the door because he's just like so sure that this is like what he likes to do. Very, very cool. Very inspiring. And kind of on that note with like, he doesn't believe that AI will truly replace any artist, you know. I've been thinking a lot about this too, and you've heard me say on the show a lot about like how I'm excited by intentional living and like people who are finding themselves and like evolving all the time and like that kind of thing. And I think intention in art is like a really important factor. It's like you'll see a lot of AI art, like visual art has been around for like 2 years. And like when you're trying to notice like, is this real or was this made by an AI? Like look at everything and think about like, why did the artist put it there? Because like a human artist put everything there for a reason. The AI has no idea. It doesn't know. Take it from someone who knows a lot about AI and is studying it. And I'm getting on an AI project finally. Let's go at work. It's like 2 weeks out. I'm going to start 25% on an LLM project I'm very excited about. But you know, AI doesn't know anything. It's not trying to convey any ideas. It's just making output. And same thing with music is like this Suno AI is like, it's really fun to play with, to like make a song about like, you know, fighting the Ender Dragon and eating mac and cheese country, synth pop, you know, or whatever. And like, see what it makes. And it like does it. Fantastic. But like listening to, if you're just using it to like make content and distribute it or monetize it, God forbid. I really hope that's not what happens. I know it's what's going to happen, but I hope not. But like, think about, okay, what elements of the song are here and why? And that kind of intentional thinking is really cool at picking apart, like just getting more familiar with the art that you already know is made by a human and enjoy, as well as like everything there is like there for a reason. You know, it got put there by a dude or a dudette or a dude of other kind, and just like put it there, you know, like they're just materializing their ideas. It like nothing was accidental or slipped through by a data coincidence or something like that. I don't know. Very, you know, live with intention. Maybe more on that later when we get to our silly song. But I want to get to more on this album. I'm going to play Liquidist, which is the second most popular song on the album, and that makes sense because, for one, the most popular song was a pre-release, so it was released a little bit earlier, and second of all, this track is crazy. It is so, like, it's called Liquidist, and there is, like, a such thing as, like, Liquid D&B, which is supposed to be, like, very fluid drum and bass music, but this is, like, literally water. Like I know that there's like water samples in it, but there's a lot of it that is not just like water. It's definitely like a synth, but I don't know if the synth was like based on water or like shaped around water or something, but it is so fluid and liquidy and like moving around your skull and stuff. So put some headphones on and get ready for Liquidist, and then I'm just gonna let it play right through to Listen Learn, which is a little bit more energy, a lot faster, and I really like how stuttery that one is as well. So it's kind of a fun 1-2 punch there, with Liquidist being so very like fluid and bouncy and kind of like, you know, continuous, and then Listen Learn is very stuttered and separated and has a little bit of fun like metronome pacing stuff in it, which is always, I really dig it whenever they let the metronome kind of peek through for a little bit and you hear it. It's fun. It gives you a little bit more energy and like getting into the groove of things. Who knows, maybe I'm just yapping anyway. Here is Liquidist by Paper Skies off of the Wireframe album, and this definitely uses a lot of Chroma, which is that software that he made, so this is kind of his sound, born and raised farm fresh. We'll be right back. Killer. He said it again. Killer. Okay. Yeah. But I dig that one a lot. I love when they let the metronome slip through a little bit. I know I said that prior to the song too, but it usually only happens when the song's going like both really fast and about to get like a little chaotic. And it almost feels like the producer is just like kind of like taunting you almost. It's like, come on, can you keep up kind of thing? And yes, I can. I dig it. Yeah, definitely check out the rest of Wireframe if you're enjoying those sounds. Like those are not like natural sounds. You know, he's like making his own vibrations. That's insane. That's literally magic. I don't know, man. We could go into that, but maybe not. We've only got 8 minutes left. But that's magic, dude. That's so cool. Let's see. Do I have enough time to play both Igloo Ghost And no, we don't have enough time to play everything. I mean, I don't think there's a show after me. Let me check that real quick. This is going to be a huge waste of time, but actually I can check that in the meantime. Let me play some music. That's a smarter way to do it. I will play the new Igloo Ghost. Very cool kind of soundscapey stuff. But this one is one of the more energetic tracks, or one of the more like higher, I don't know, intensity tracks on the album. I think some of the other ones that fall into that vein are New Species, maybe Coral Mimic, and Geosprite Exo. Really like all of those. And I also really like the intermission Chlorine FM. It's like only like a minute 30 long, but it's really smooth. I dig it a lot. But for now, we'll play Germ Chrism. I like this one a lot. I like some of the vocals. You can usually only tell a couple of the words in like an Igloo Ghost song, and he uses vocals more as like an instrument than like to convey a message or like lyrics. But this one has something about like basically like eat my dust, and that kind of goes crazy. I've always liked that expression. It's kind of fun. It's like keep up if you can. Kind of like the metronome thing. It's like, can you keep up? Well, we go fast. We go fast. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Here's Germ Chrism by Igloo Ghost off of Tidal Memory XO. A super great soundscape to just like listen to if you're into this kind of stuff. Keep puffing on the dust in the white light.
When it sinks, getting vicious when the mud slips, and the sediment it shatters and it builds up.
This material is highly sought after.
I dig it. I dig the switch up like 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes in when it gets like really mellow for a little bit. Very nice groove there as well. Okay, so technically the schedule says that there is another show after this, but I don't think there is. In case there is, I will be gone. They'll be taking over. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We didn't get to the silly song, I don't think. There's not really enough time. I don't know. Well, maybe I'll play it if there isn't another show. How's that sound? To take us out, I'm going to play the Darby remix of Say My Name by Odessa. This was a crazy throwback for me. Say My Name was like one of the songs that I first listened to when like I was really getting into electronic music and kind of discovering that I had such a passion for it. And this revelation first happened to me when I was vacuuming a home that like my mom and I were cleaning at one point. And I remember like I had to go to a different room, so I didn't have her music, and I just like put on my own music for a bit and like found electronic music and was like, this is crazy. Like I love this stuff. It was some Pegboard Nerds tracks, and Say My Name was one of them as well. And I heard this remix while I was vacuuming my house today, because I was like, I'm preparing it for my housemate's graduation. And it was just very weird because like I didn't even know that this track was like an Odessa track. I didn't know what it was, but like the original, I heard the remix and it reminded me of the original from like way back then. And I was like, holy cow, like now I know what that track is. And so I added it. And the remix is really, really good too. So here is the Say My Name Darby remix. There's a lot of really cool Odessa remixes. I really like the Coven one as well. So check those out if you are really into Odessa. And thanks for listening.